Hello.
Hi, good evening. My name is Joshua, and I'm calling you from Arizona Opinion Survey. I'm calling to conduct an opinion survey about important issues facing your community and the nation.
Oh, I'm at work right now.
I'm not going to take that long. I'm not going to take that long. Yeah, Zakaria Mahmoud, correct?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Definitely vote. Thank you so much. Your opinion is so important to us. In the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Biden.
Biden, Joe Biden. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? White, African American or Black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American, American Indian, mixed race, other?
I'd rather not answer.
Rather not answer, refuse, okay? And what is your age, please?
I'm in the late 20s.
Late 20s, I see here probably 29, is that right?
No, 28.
28, okay, thank you very much. And also, I'm thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, someone conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Moderate, okay, thank you very much. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm still not sure. Haven't been paying attention too much to the politics lately. So
okay.
Once we get closer, then I'll start looking.
But actually, do not know or refuse is also an option. So we can go by that as your choice.
Yeah,
you
let's
would think
go
you don't
that.
Know.
No, no.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say that they want the President and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10.
What was it again? Can you repeat that?
Yeah, I said, now I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns that some people say they want the President and Congress most focused on.
Right,
for each,
yeah.
Yeah, you can rate on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 is basically, where 10 is the most important, a 5 is somewhat important, and a 0 is if it isn't important to you at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10, yeah. The first issue is protecting voting rights and democracy.
Okay. So, yeah, very important. 10.
Most important. So you can use a 10, right? Most important is a 10. Okay.
10.
Banning tobacco products for adults. 0, no important at all. 5, somewhat important. Or 10, most important.
I understand, like, you know, banning might not be the answer. Maybe getting them help because addiction is real. So I'll say 5, somewhat important for now.
Okay. And you can also use any number in the middle on the scale from 0 to 10. Thank you for that. And lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
Very important, 10.
10. Okay. Improving K through 12 education.
10.
Okay. Thank you. Making college more affordable.
That's a very important 10.
Okay, thank you so much. We are now 31% in the survey. We appreciate your time. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
I think he's doing all right as of right now.
Okay, would you say you're strongly approved, somewhat approved?
I say somewhat approved.
Some would approve. Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Republicans in the Congress, from 0 to 100.
I would say 50.
50. The Food and Drug Administration, or FDA?
I would say 75.
Thank you. And Joe Biden?
I would say 70.
70, okay. Thank you for that. Now I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration or FDA should be focused on. For each, I want to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Banning different tobacco products for adults?
I'll say 5.
5. Preventing underage tobacco use?
I'll say it's very important, so 10.
10. Reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl,
you're right.
Yes. From 0 to 10?
From 0 to 10. Are you saying banning it?
Reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl. Mm-hmm.
That is very important, so 10.
A 10. Removing illegal e-vapor products from the market?
I'd say 10 because most of the people getting access to that is young kids, so definitely 10.
Definitely a 10 for you. Oh, thank you so much for your opinion. We are 47% completed. We're almost done. A few more questions. Is it already illegal to sell tobacco products? I mean, it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adult 21 and over? Strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
I would say, for now, I would say somewhat because, again, like, it just depends on how addicted they are. And I know, you know, tobacco is a very addicting thing. So if they're already deep into that, you know, the answer wouldn't be banning it. It's to help them first get it off and then ban it. So I would say somewhat.
Somewhat support, I believe, correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Totally understand. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Again, strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
So you're asking, like, do I support if it's, like, being sold to adults, or...
Correct. Well, the question is if you support or do you oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale? You strongly support it or somewhat support it?
I would say, somewhat support it only because of what I've been saying, the addiction part. So somewhat support it.
Definitely. Thank you for your opinion. It's very important. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
That would require me to know if all, like, the majority of my community is smoking.
Would you say it would provide... much more benefit? Someone more benefit? Or just the options. Would you say it's much more benefit? Someone more benefit?
Mm-hmm.
Somewhat more harm or much more harm?
I would say it would be much benefit to just stop that in general. So right now I'm not seeing too many people smoking around me, so let's continue doing that.
Excellent. Thank you for your opinion. I appreciate that. Regardless of where you stand on these bans again, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
I would say other issues more important right now.
Okay, one thing.
I'm in healthcare, so seeing, you know, what cigarettes does to people and, like, how many people it kills is also a very important thing. So from a healthcare perspective, I would say it's a very important thing to be focusing on. But I also feel like there's a lot more serious things that we can be focusing on first.
Definitely.
It's a hard one there, but I would say it's very important.
All right, thank you. Other issues are important right now will be your answer, as you consider that there are some other issues as well, and it might not be, although it's very important, a top priority. But thank you very much for your opinion, sir. We're 53%. We're almost done. When it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is better, is the better approach for the government to focus its effort on? A, prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors, requiring the removal of nicotine or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive. B, a harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products, but you don't know or refuse.
Oh, yeah, I would say focusing on prevention is number one. If you can focus on that and get a lot of people off of the tobacco and, like, cigarettes, then you're going to have a lot less people going after it. But, you know,
correct,
imposing taxes and things of that nature is only going to get people still getting access to it, whether it's legal or not. So focusing on prevention is probably number one.
Definitely. Now, I'd like to read you some of the things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigarettes, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about that outcome. Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned about this happening? The first, it's the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales with the associated crime and gang activity that comes from black market sales. Very concerned, someone concerned, not very concerned, not concerned at all.
Yeah, very concerned because, you know, like I said right before, I think if you know, focus on high taxes, people are still going to find ways. So because of that, that's one of my fears, that people will turn to the black market to still get access to it. So very concerning.
Definitely. Thank you so much for your opinion once again. And now the next one is an immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid and Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control. Very concerned? Someone concerned? Not very concerned, not concerned at all.
Very concerned. Losing money towards all the good areas is going to be concerning.
Okay. And the more dangerous products flooding the market as illegal cigarettes enter the U.S. from overseas with no safety testing of any kind?
Very concerning.
Okay. Thank you so much for your opinion. We are now 68%. In the advance in the survey, we're almost done. Thank you for your time. Now I'm just going to read you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine in cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10 again, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Statement number one would say, prohibition as a policy has never worked in America. It failed with alcohol and it failed with marijuana. Prohibition doesn't prevent usage. Instead, it creates an underground black market that relies on a smuggling operation by cartels and organized crime. These type of drug trades are linked to the terrorist organizations and make our communities more dangerous. Banning these products will not stop people from using them. It will simply put more people in jail and get more people killed. Do you not agree at all? 0? Do you somewhat agree? 5? Or do you strongly agree? 10?
I strongly agree.
Okay. The second statement will be, today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these peoples who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition. when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harm reduction. Again, zero, do not agree at all. Five, some would agree. 10, strongly agree. Or any number in between.
No, I 100% agree with that.
Okay, you would say 10, strongly agree, correct? Okay. And statement number 3 would be, America has a history of using unfair policies to increase the incarceration rate of black and brown people. This disparity between minority and white population occurs because some police officers and legal officials use trivial laws, such as marijuana possession, to justify why these disadvantaged communities should be in prison. Banning these products will give authorities more power to put a larger target on minority communities where we might never return from. What would you be? You agree? Strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Yeah, I strongly agree there.
Okay. So thank you so much for your opinion. We're about 70% in advance with the survey, almost done. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you again. Is it already illegal to? It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Strongly oppose or just somewhat support or oppose? Or support?
I'm gonna say somewhat yet again. There's a lot of factors that go into that. So,
Somewhat support, right? Thank you, sir, for your time. 71% we have progress in this survey. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, strongly oppose.
Somewhat on that one, too.
Somewhat support on that one too, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Regardless of where you stand in these events, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community? Much more benefit, somewhat more benefit, somewhat more harm, or much more harm?
I'd say more benefit.
Okay, much more benefit. Thank you. And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or would it have no impact on your decision of who to vote for? Much more willing, somewhat more willing, somewhat less willing, much less willing, or have no impact?
For me, if I'm making a decision, that's not going to be the sole thing I focus on. So there's going to be a lot of things that factor into it. But if they have a good reason and they have, like, services for those people that are addicted, because obviously you can't demand and expect people to be out and be like, you know what, I'm not going to smoke anymore, right? So if they can provide those services and prove of it, you know, then I'll be considering, you know, voting for them if I agree with whatever else that they have, right?
You would say you were somewhat more willing then, probably, right?
I'd say, yeah, somewhat more willing, but I would have to look at a lot more factors. But, yeah, I'm leaning on the somewhat willing.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you so much. We're 74% complete. And now, in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Yes or no? No. Beer? Yes or no? Okay. Cigarettes? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Smokeless tobacco such as Deep or Chew?
No.
Okay. Soda or pop?
Soda, yes.
Yes, soda. Heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
Okay. Wine?
No.
Okay. Pipe tobacco?
No.
Cigars?
No.
Okay, coffee?
In the last 30 days, I'd say yes.
Okay, liquor or spirits?
No.
Okay, e-cigarette or e-vapor products?
No.
Okay, thank you very much for your opinion. We're just 90% complete. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of the schooling that you have completed? I'm going to read you some categories. First to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate, master's, MBA, low PhD, MD, etc.
Postgraduate.
Postgraduate. Thank you very much. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Single. Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Not that I know. I'm joking. No.
No. Okay. Perfect. And which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, middle class, working class, or low income?
I would say currently I'm a student, so I would say maybe low income to working class, depending on,
Working class. Okay, thank you. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
Okay. In that case, how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
I'd say urban. Yeah, urban.
Okay, urban, right? Okay, thank you. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Okay, thank you very much. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate it's completed now, okay?
And then can I ask you what this is for? You mentioned that, I forgot, though.
Oh, your name was chosen at random, sir. This is just to record your opinion about these important issues the nation is facing.
Okay, and then so these opinions will be used...
They're confidential.
Okay, is it for like election purposes?
Just for statistical purposes, correct, exactly. We run this, yes.
Sounds good. Thank you for your time.
Yes, sir.
Have a good day.
Have a good day, too.